Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Blog Talk Radio listeners. We're going to try this again this morning. A little deja vu goes a long way. This is your host, Patricia Villalpando. Before we start, I'd like to thank the lady who called me to say I wasn't broadcasting. So I had to immediately stop the show to find out why. So I rearranged my microphone cable and sincerely hope we are broadcasting now. That's me and the channel. And I'm glad I had this opportunity to go ahead and take the extra 15-30 minutes to go ahead and regroup. So what I was saying earlier and what channel was saying is there's been a lot of disruptions going on, a lot of delays. We've been delayed, I've been delayed, and I've been delayed again this week. And my show got cut, and I had to restart it again this week. What's going on? Well, why is that happening? What is the deal here? So channel is here with me. I'm already tied in channel, and here we go. Greetings, Starflames. We are here again. Our host was talking about disruption in the timelines. Yes. And as we were saying in the original broadcast and in today's broadcast, when the timeline was disrupted 2 weeks ago, people were taking off their trajectory. And when they were connected into a new timeline, they didn't connect in the new way. They connected in the old way, which our host was doing and is still trying to do. And we are getting her to connect in the new way. And she's going to learn that with you today. So take a deep breath in and out. Okay, so how do you connect? When you get taken off your trajectory, off an old timeline, and you realize it, and you get connected into a new one, how do you do that? Well, it's basically like this. You're walking along, and your pavement breaks, and it leaves this big hole to nowhere. So the image we're getting from our host is a cement repairman coming to repair the cement in the paveway. And there's a new path there. Well, you just don't stay on the old timeline. You have to take that step into the new timeline as you take that step onto the new paveway. And it's going to feel different. So what we're saying, if you take that step in the old way and it feels the same, you're not in the new timeline. You're in the old. You're at that end. You're at that end. You're at that hole and you're going nowhere. So take that step and feel for the new. You have to feel for the new. You can't accept that it's there or acknowledge that it's there. You have to take that step and feel that it's new. So we're going to have our host do the same thing with you. We're going to have her take that step. And she's going to take her foot and she's going to raise it up. And she's going to take it and put it into the new pavement. And she feels it. You have to feel your way into the new. It's no longer accepting it's there. You have to feel your way. You feel your way with your body. You take your hands and you feel into, and you reach them out and you feel into the new. You take your heart where it's at now and bring it forth and feel into the new. And then once you're into the new, you feel like you're gliding. You're no longer stepping or halted. You're gliding forward. That's how you know when you're in your new. So let's practice this again. build where you're at on the old. Instead of using a foot, use your heart or your hands and feel the old. Now take, move forward, inch forward with your body, taking your heart and moving it forward, and take your hands and move it forward. And you should feel that glide, and it will be pulling you into the new automatically. There, I have felt it. Now she knows what it feels like to be in the new as well. Channels channel. They channel the information that we give them. And at the same time, the channel learns from experience as well as when they channel to the outer world. The channel does not know all. Our channel does not know all. We do not give our channel a basic template. On the initializations and the activations, when they're put up, we give her a one line of what's going to happen. And then after that, she's like, well, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to talk about? And we say, well, we'll get there when the time is right. And then as soon as she's on and she broadcasts and she's live with us, she just soars with us, and she doesn't need to know what needs to be said because she's with us. She is so connected to us that we're speaking through her. We are channeling through her. And most of the time she goes, well, what did I just say at the end? What did I? And we say, well, you have to go back and listen to the broadcast. And so she has to go back and listen to understand what she just heard about the channel. Because if you know what channel is talking about beforehand and you have this whole itemized agenda, that's not a channel. Higher vibration channels do not give out their full agendas. And the reason that is done like that is because energies are changing every fraction of your second. The gist of what's going to be there will remain the same. But if we gave her an outline of we're going to say this and this and this and this, by the time it comes to the actual broadcast, it won't be like that. That's old. That's outdated. That has nothing to do anymore. That's not the new. It's now considered the old. So we don't give her an outline. We don't give her a full agenda. We give her one line of what we're going to be talking about, and that's it. And that is the channel placing their trust into the higher vibration and trusting that the proper wording will come out when the time is exactly right. It appears our lady caller has not returned, therefore we will say that we are truly broadcasting now, and we thank you for listening. Something else we have for you, for the energies this week. In your world, many have given gratitude to their food, their families, their lives, etc. And that's over. Celebration like that should be taking place longer than just a day. Gratitude like that needs to be held in the heart every day. Not every minute of the day, every day of your life. You should be holding some kind of gratitude in your heart, some kind of thankfulness. And we're teaching that to our channel too, as she's going to be finding out when we stop broadcasting today. We just got a smile. So your energies for this week is going to be low-key. The excitement is over. Everyone has, well, near to everyone, we wouldn't say everyone on the planet. That would not be true. Near to everyone, especially in the United States, near to everyone has full tummies. There are those who do not have full tummies because they do not have food. And for that, we send out our blessings and our love and our light to where you will obtain help so you can obtain food. Food and water are a vital source and substance for the human body and all sentient beings on earth will thrive upon, not live upon, thrive. We like the term thrive. We don't like live. We prefer thrive because when you're thriving, actually living in the moment and you're living and you're feeling good about what's going on in your life, you're thriving. Therefore, the energies will be low-key. Sentinel beings will start raising celebrations again, starting what is called next week, which is different than our time and space, but on Earth time and space, they'll be starting next week, especially in the North America, South America continents. We understand they do different things. They'll be celebrating in different ways for their different holy days, and that's all acceptable. There will be some who celebrate not, and that is acceptable as well. So take this week to actually take some time and deeply nourish yourself. Deeply rejuvenate yourself. We're not talking about spending currency on yourself unless that really makes you feel good. What we're talking about is hot baths. Our host loves hot baths. That's how she rejuvenates herself. And lots of naps. Naps are great because they regenerate the body instantly. That's all we have for you today. It is unregrettable that the original showing airing today did not go off, but at least we were warned and host was able to do something about it. Therefore, know that in your hearts, we deeply love you. We deeply bless you. And we look forward to being with you again next week. Thank you, Blog Talk listeners. It was a quick 15 minutes. It was worth every second. All right, until next week.